Faith. Our faith is what makes sense of struggles and challenges we experience in our daily life. Our faith is what helps us process and eventually accept the times in our life when a spouse has hurt the other severely in a marriage. Or it might be when a coworker throws you under the bus just for his benefit. Or maybe it's that family member that continues to hurt us and do wrong to us, possibly because of an addiction. Our faith helps us through these times in our life, and it always points us and leads us to forgiveness. A true story. We'll call her Mary. She gave me permission to share her story with others. I helped Mary through one of the most difficult times in her life. It was right after a divorce and through the annulment process. There are so many misunderstandings about an annulment. And to make it clear, an annulment is not a Catholic divorce. After an annulment, the children do not become illegitimate. But working with annulments, it's a healing ministry. It's like a wound on your arm that hasn't healed properly. We open it up and clean it out completely so it heals fully. Now, Mary was deeply hurt by her husband throughout the marriage. She was hurt so bad that she wanted to hurt him in the same way, even to the point to physically harm him. We worked through the emotions, yet every time she said she would never get over the pain. We turned all the paperwork to the tribunal, and a few months later, Mary came up to me after Mass and wanted to talk. She thanked me for all the help, and she said, "You know, Deacon Mike, I really wanted to hurt him. And I know I was wrong, but I couldn't help myself." She went ahead and said, "I can tell you now, I truly forgive him." What a grace-filled moment. A moment you could see the actual presence of God in his grace in action. Brothers and sisters, with this in mind, we approach today's readings. Readings that are completely opposite of what society tells us how we should be. Readings that are contrary to our human reactions when someone does something negative to us. We see it all the time. A child hits another child. The obvious response, he hits back. You insult me on Facebook, and I'm going to send a zinger right back. It's one of our basic human instincts. In the world Jesus is opening us up to, is that the kingdom of God here on earth will not grow and flourish if we continue to live in the Old Testament with an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth mentality. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us there are two parts in us. There's our human spirit, and there is a spiritual side of us, the physical and spiritual. St. Paul is telling us we must embrace our humanity. It's a very beautiful part of us, but we're not complete. Paul says the first Adam was from the earth. In other words, he was fully and only human. And the second Adam, Jesus, is from heaven and is spiritual and is life-giving. It's so interesting the distinction between that which is physical and spiritual. The human, the physical, is designed to only preserve itself, to preserve his own life. But the spiritual is life-giving. It is a spirit that gives life. It's like Mary with the annulment. The human part of her wanted to hurt her ex-husband. The spiritual, which is life-giving, forgave him. We must embrace our human side, but allow the spiritual also to dwell in us in balance. And if you're anything like me, that it's a challenge to keep both in balance. I think St. Paul in our second reading is trying to get us to realize we need to work on this balance. Jesus in our gospel gives us the key to balance the humanness with the spiritual. And it's quite absurd and ridiculous looking through society's eyes. Jesus tries to explain a new way. He says, if someone asks you for your coat, give him your shirt as well. If someone wants to borrow money, give it to him. Don't even demand it back. All this goes against the human condition in each one of us. What Jesus is saying is that he wants us to imagine what it would be like to go through life where everyone in a community and beyond not only focused on their own needs, but also focused on the needs of others. Instead of living in a world where everyone works to protect their own stuff and get as much stuff as they can, much like the world today, imagine living in a world where everyone is interested in taking care of themselves and their own needs, but even more so, interested in being the source of life for others. This changes us from our self-centeredness to others-centeredness. Just think how things would be different if each and everyone were concerned about the other, the stranger, someone with political or religious beliefs different than me, even the one who wrongs us. Sometimes when someone does something bad to us and we don't demand retribution, we just feel they got away with it. Brothers and sisters, more than half of Jesus' teaching is focused on a subject that is sometimes difficult to embrace if we have to give it. It's mercy and forgiveness. Mercy and forgiveness is not giving someone what they deserve. It is giving them what God is asking of us. Like David in that first reading, Saul laid vulnerable with a spear next to him. David's right-hand man says, "It's perfect. We can kill your enemy right here, right now." The justified act would have spared David a life of persecution by Saul. Yet David showed mercy. Brothers and sisters, this is the image of God our Father that Jesus gives us. A loving, merciful, forgiving, and life-giving God. Our God is compassionate. And when we forgive and are merciful and interested in the needs of others, we begin to be like Jesus. And we will be like our Father in heaven. And we will be heavenly people.